was gambling in Havana. I took a little risk. Sent lawyers, guns and money. Dad, get me out of this.
And welcome to the week 12 edition of the Bill Rickus Finest Light Sarcast. As always, your host is I this week, joined just by co-host that guy Pierce. No producer on this week. I'm not sure where he's up to, but he could not make it. But we do have the stat guy. Stat guy, how are we doing this week? Stat guy? Looks like we don't have the stat guy. Looks like it's just
I'm here. Sorry. A little issue. All right. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Stone?
What? No, I pressed the button and it just muted you.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, I said hello, Stat Guy. Welcome.
Yeah,
how are we doing?
Yeah, it's good. Feels good to be here. It's weird not having Ron here. Usually, I'm the one that's either hit or miss to be here, but we'll get it done for the cast members. Get it done for the league.
Nice. Producer Ron probably maybe he's out researching another mega lock. He hit that 10-unit play last week.
I know he hit the mega hit. I don't know if anyone was following, but the locks are officially almost at 500. Mega hit worth 10 units, Giants plus 7.5, the Giants lose by 7, a close one. Ron must have been eating his nails Sunday.
That game looked like it was close the whole time. I mean, it looked like it was a win the whole time. Then all of a sudden the Packers are up 7. I was like, oh, God, what is going on here?
Yeah, the Green Bay's are kind of frauds. Them and the Broncos, I think. Like, they win games, but it's like at the very end.
Yeah, it's like the Chiefs last year. I saw the Chiefs are like 0-5 this year in one possession game. Last year,
I had Green Bay for like a NFC contender after that week one win.
I thought you were going to say you had Green Bay for the Survivor Pool. I was about to lose my mind early on in the show.
Oh, no Ron here. I have no Survivor Pool support.
That's tough.
I don't want to ruin the cast for everyone this week by bringing that up. I'll bring it up a little later. I already got my pick in.
There has been, like, very little mention of the Survivor Pool in the cast, though. I guess no one really does dislike it that much besides the Brazilian.
Everyone's following me towards a payday.
You think everyone in the league is just taking your pick?
I don't think that's it. I think they're just rooting for me to make some money because they know I don't have much of a chance.
You don't have much of a chance to win the league? Dude, I'm losing you again. This is going to be a tough cast for just two of us. I don't know who even has the service. Is it me or is it you?
Yeah, I'm in East Barica.
Don't you have internet at your house?
Yeah, I'm on it.
What are you using, Nate? Comcast?
Yeah, I'm on Comcast.
You got the Comcast phone yet, or are you still just using Verizon's phone?
I just got an iPhone. I don't know where it's from.
You don't know what cell carrier you have?
No.
Who do you pay your phone
for?
Oh,
no. I have AT&T.
No. You got to get your switch into Comcast. It's like a fraction of the price.
Maybe I'll do that. How's the service outside of East Barica?
I mean, they use the Verizon cell tower, so it's just as good as everyone else's.
I might need to do that. I think I'm getting off this plan anyway and jumping on Jordan's family plan for less money.
You guys got to get on the family plan, switch to Comcast. The first year, you pay like $30 for two phones, unlimited data.
That's good
Very
to know.
Cheap. Yeah, good. That's a good tip. Everyone in the league, I expect you guys to all be using Comcast cell phones by next year.
Yeah, I need Czar. We need more Czar save money tips.
Yeah, the Comcast tip was like one of the best ones we ever got.
Where'd you get that from, Ron?
No, I don't even know if Ron uses it. I think my dad found it, actually.
Ron has a flip phone still.
And Ron is like Mr. Tip Guy. He used to have a Groupon for everything. I think he also had like a stack of free entries into the Golden Banana, which is a strip club up in Danvers. He had about 1,000 of them. I think he went through almost all of them.
That tracks.
Yeah, so Ron literally has had a coupon for every single thing you can think of, including strip club entries.
I forgot strip club, Ron. What was he doing? Wasn't he like going after work?
Dude, he used to go He used to like go to Salem State for like grad classes once or twice a week, and every time he would leave the tech, head up early, go to the Golden Banana for a quick dance, and then go over to class.
With like a happy hour dance? Like, what was that crew like?
I don't know what did, I thought you guys must have heard the story. Have I told you this one of the time we went up to the driving range together?
Yeah, you want to tell it again? I was like, I need a refresh of Strip Club Ron in his prime.
I mean, the story is just like peak Ron. It's even worse than the ending. So we go up to, he goes, "Oh, you want to come up for a ride?" This is like, I don't know, I think we're in college or just out of college. I got nothing to really do. He's like, "Oh, I'm going to pick up my wedge. I got it re-gripped or something up at Golf and Ski in Hudson." So I was like, "Yeah, I'll go." I was like, "Should I bring my clubs? Are we going to hit balls?" And he's like, "No, I'll be in and out. Just a quick ride. Maybe grab a cone or something after." I was like, "Sure." So we get up there. He gets his club. He goes, "I think I'm going to hit a quick bucket." I go, "Dude, you told me not to bring my clubs. What am I supposed to do? Sit here and watch balls?"
Oh,
Ron's a lefty, so he can't even like share clubs with me. So I'm just sitting there watching him hammer this bucket for 30 minutes. And then on the way home, we passed like a strip club in Kingsborough there. I forget what it was even called. The club. I think it's called The Club. And I also don't have my wallet. And Ron's like, "I think I'm going to go in for a quick dance." I'm like, "Oh, I don't have my wallet." He's just like, "I don't think they'll let you in." And I was like, "All right." And he's just like, "You can just wait in the car." And he just heads in and gets a quick lap.
what a psychopath.
And then we end up going home. So yeah, I basically went on Ron's trip to watch him hit balls and then sit in the car while he went and got a lap dance.
That is fucking insane.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good story. So looking back on it, you got to love Ron's narcissism to an
Yeah.
extent. Without it, we wouldn't have had that lovely story.
That is a great story. And it's just fucking insane that like you're like, oh, I'll bring my clubs. Don't bother. We're not hitting balls. Like
Yeah,
there
we're not
wasn't
enough.
even like there wasn't even going to be a chance that you were going to hit balls. You should have just brought them anyway.
I know, but I remember distinctly asking him. I was like, "Should I bring my clubs? Are we going to hit a bucket?" "No, I don't. We're just going to grab it and go." "Okay."
He realized he had time for both a dance and a bucket.
Yeah, he had all the time in the world.
The dance took precedence, so he didn't think he was going to have time for both.
I think if it was up to Ron, that day would still be continuing. We'd be still doing it, more errands for him, more interests for Ron,
Dude,
right?
that's. Dude,
On the
Ron
drive.
sits. Ron sitting sits at home with the kids and dreams of that day now. The freedom.
Best day of his life. Yeah, I mean, that was a serious freedom day. I think he went home, and I think his mom made dinner too, so he didn't have to do anything.
It wasn't even just the activities. It was knowing that you weren't partaking in the activities and had to watch.
Oh yeah, I don't even think he was having fun doing anything. I think he was just having fun knowing, yeah, I couldn't be involved. I
Look
had
at
to.
Derek. Look at Derek over there, miserable.
He just, when are we going home?
Yeah, we don't know, Derek. We might make a couple more stops. And you don't have your wallet, and I'm not paying for it.
Got a lot of gas in this truck. We could be going a long way.
Let's get dinner. You want anything? Oops, sorry, no wallet.
Yeah, out of those 180,000 miles he had on that truck, I think we did 60,000 that one trip.
Great trip. The good old days.
How'd we do in the rest of the housekeeping?
So you went 5-1, so you're extending your league. At least you get the Commissioner's Cup this year. You're 40-29, so you're really starting to pull away.
Good move.
I went 4-2, bringing me above. I'm above 500, 34-32, and Ron went 3-3, bringing him to 35-31. So I made up some ground to get second place at least. But you got a pretty decent lead.
Are you ahead of Ron? No, you're one game behind
So
him.
Ron's one game ahead of me, and then you're 5 games ahead of Ron.
We don't have any picks from producer Ron yet, so hopefully he sends them in.
Yeah, I'll just he'll text it. It doesn't matter. I'll get him
Okay.
down.
All right.
Yeah, so sweeps with 3-1, bringing us to 19-16, and then runs. But like we said earlier, that mega hit brought him up to 20-22. So hopefully, Ron sends in that lock because I think the one lock a week. We should start doing that units alone. Doesn't have to do 4 picks. Just say how many units you'd put on it. It's going to count as a game each unit.
The 10-unit play was phenomenal.
Yeah, we should start doing that. We should start doing actual cash. We'll still start him with 500 every at the start of every season, and he can put money on a game.
Yeah, I like that. We should get the league to bankroll Ron for the year, and then whatever he wins, we split.
What if he loses? We just lose all
Then
our
we lose
money.
our money.
So the 1 year I win the league, all the profits went to Ron's locks, and he lost it
Oh, yeah,
all.
we'd have to up the entry fee.
Yeah, I think everyone would do that. An extra $100 so Ron can fucking make a pick last second. We'll all put it on.
An extra $100 would be, yeah. I mean, Ron would be stingy with his money. At the end of the year, we'd probably all get like almost exact. We'd probably get like $90 back because he'd probably be putting $10 a game still, even though it wasn't even his cash.
Yeah, Casey will pay everyone back before Ron gives anyone that money.
Wonder how Casey's doing. Tom said he wanted to do a den. We got to get him onto the den.
Casey's, if I have to guess, Casey's at an indoor mini golf facility somewhere. It's pretty chilly today.
Casey, oh yeah, I forgot he was into the mini golf.
He's big into the mini golf. I went a couple times this summer. Pretty fun.
Mini golf's great.
Mini golf is a good time.
You don't want to be the guy bringing his own putter, though.
Oh, I've never done that. Why? I know I miss with that. I'd rather use the shitty putters.
I think we did it once. Me, Tom, Pat. I think we brought our own putters, and we did not.
Yeah, I went mini one time. I was came home from the military, and I went. It was when Zerbs and Pat first got together, and it was they were bringing Meg mini golf, and I was like, oh, I'll go. And me and Meg just put a beat down on Pat and Zerbs.
Oh, Zerb stinks at mini golf.
I mean, I think everyone kind of stinks. You can putt as good as you want. You're just going to get it down by the hole and sink the second putt. You're either getting a hole in one or two. Those threes and fours aren't working.
If you get a four, you're crushed. The four is, anytime you get above a three, it's a round killer.
Yeah, you can't even afford two or three pars in a row. You need those twos.
And
That's how
most
it
of the
goes.
times, star par.
Yeah, and like, dude, this mini golf course, you can literally drag it like 3 inches and towards the hole.
Well, that's cheating.
Yeah, well, that's what my niece does. It's bullshit.
You've got to put a stop to that. How old is she now?
She's nine.
Does she know golf is a game of honor, including
Yeah, she
putt-putt?
does it. Yeah, I mean, I definitely. We went to Kimball's over the summer, and I was filling her in, and Jordan was giving me an earful. I was like, dude, this isn't even a competition. She's cheating.
Yeah, she's got to learn. She can't be trying to cheat now.
Got to learn. She's never gonna learn if we don't correct her.
Speaking of correcting, we could use a stat correction in that BT matchup. You see how close that was to a tie?
Yeah, I felt bad for the Moose. I thought they had it.
It was literally 0.1. Like usually, we've had matchups, I think, that were like 0.0 something in closeness, but 0.1 is the only real one that we've had that was that close to a tie. It was 1 yard.
Yeah, 0.1 is the closest we've ever had. And like, where did he go wrong? Genty only getting 3.4 on a Monday night killed him.
Only he got 3.5. I'm gonna
Yeah.
have to go over and see
Well,
if there's any
he also had
pause.
dude, he started Tyler Lockett and Gunnar Olszewski in one.
How did Dukes, I can't believe Ron bullied Dukes into dropping his, no?
Yeah, I don't know. He kind of
Dukes
broke
had
up
two
there.
QBs on his Dukes had two QBs on his roster. Already, he had Love and Purdy, and he ended up
Purdy.
opting for Flack.
Yeah, that might have been my fault. I
Are
didn't
you
tell him to
salty?
stop Flacco, but I think I was talking to him when I saw him. I was just talking about how like Jordan, like you could find like look for a QB, like maybe pick up a QB because I said his team was pretty good. Like I feel like his weakest part was QB. I didn't think he'd pick up Flacco.
Yeah, but and Purdy came back. He just didn't trust him yet.
I guess not. I didn't even know Purdy was playing until like Sunday when I put the game on.
Ron had all that talk about Duke
And he looked
holding
pretty
his.
good.
Hey, look great. Good thing he held on to him.
Now he's got three. Now he's going to hold on to Flacco for the longest.
That's good news. I love when Duke holds on to three QBs. I tried to get a third quarterback with Burrow, but then my team got injured again and I had to drop him.
Yeah, your team is just.
Bad.
Well, I mean, but you did get decimated by injuries. And
Yeah,
then you
look at my
tried to
bench.
trade, and then your trade guys got hurt.
Yeah, it wasn't good. It wasn't a good
Sometimes it's
season.
just not your year, and it kind of blows when it's really like nothing you can do about it. Like there's nothing on the waiver wire, your whole team's hurt. It's like there's nothing you can do.
I mean, I've had the number one waiver pick, I think, every single week this year. And this is what I have to show for it.
Who'd you pick up this week, Mooney? Yeah.
You got Money, yep.
I don't even think I got anyone that I wanted.
Well, yeah, I think you have the last spot, so it's going to be difficult to get one.
Yeah, it sucks. That's what's killing me right now, being in first throughout most of the year. I'm not getting any of those waiver pickups, and now I got injuries piling up.
You lost last week, right?
No, I won. I lost the week before. Worky fucking put a beat down on me.
That's a Worky Beach, right? And for Coco.
And Worky, how about Worky, the schizophrenia? True Ambrose fashion. This team just did not show up.
Yeah, Murray didn't have his best week yet. I think he was still in the 90s, but yeah, working team was god awful.
Yeah, I'm going down the gauntlet too. I was looking at my remaining games. I mean, I got Dave this week, but then I got Pat and Muzz, two teams that are on the up.
You got me again, though, right?
No, I don't think so.
Well, that's unfortunate for you.
I know. I don't get the Zabai week.
I'm trying to figure out who I actually beat this season. I can't remember. Was it Dave?
Let me see if I can find it. It was early in the season.
Yeah, I think it was like a 1-4 or 1-3.
Yeah, you haven't won in quite some time.
Well, I mean, and I've only won once, so it hasn't been great here.
Going through it real quick. Yeah. It wasn't week three or four. So it must be week five. Yeah, week five, you beat Dave.
Nice. Sorry, Dave.
96 points, probably the most you had all year.
Definitely the most I've had. I know I haven't broken 100 yet.
At least you get that Commissioner's Cup and win that lunch with Joe D.
What do you mean, win the lunch?
Yeah, now it's not a losing thing. You win that lunch. You get the luxury of lunch with Joe D.
Demolition work.
He's got a lot of business going. Getting his hands dirty.
All right, you ready to get into the matchups?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, let's get into my matchup. Myself versus the Czar, myself versus the pumpkin, the jack-o'-lantern Rick. What do you like here, Pierce?
Yeah, two tough teams. I mean,
Two tough teams.
two tough. Yeah, I mean, Rick's not doing as bad as you are, but like the team's tough to look at. I think he was riding Rico Dowdle's coattails for a few weeks, but I mean, you do have some pluses. I like Prescott and Brown in division matchup this week. I could see them both getting points. Dallas's defense isn't that great. I could see them putting up points on Philadelphia. The offense is still pretty potent. And I like that Mooney pickup division game at New Orleans, like Kirk Cousins under center. Could be a good week for you. If Stevens is back, even better. I don't really like Warren at Chicago. Chicago's got a pretty decent defense. I could see that being a low-scoring game. And at Green Bay divisional game, I could see J.J. McCarthy just running for his life with Micah Parsons coming at him. I think I'm going to give the Czars his second win of the season. Taking Rick down this week.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna get it done too. I think my receiver has usually been god awful. I think they're gonna have good weeks this week. Like you said, I like Brown, Michael Wilson, especially if Harrison's out. He had like 18 targets last week and he had like 185 yards. He was just a beast. So I think even when Harrison comes back, I think I might be able to play both of them, kind of like what Rick was doing with Jefferson and Addison. But not that it matters for any sort of playoff consideration. But yeah, I think I got enough this week to get it done. Tracy is, he's not getting any of the goal line work, but he is getting the bulk of the carries and he's doing okay with it. But I think I do have enough at receiver and QB this week to get it done. I think I'm going to take Rick down too. So that's a
Yeah,
partial sweep.
those waiver wire pickups are really working for you.
Yeah, that one.
You're getting all the good pickups.
Yeah, they've really been helping me out. I'm
You
one
could
in
play
ten.
disruptor for people's playoff hopes.
Now, dude, and I got to try to play to win that toilet bowl.
Yeah, you don't want to be buying the board. You can't be the commissioner showing up with everything else on your mind and buying the board.
I've only bought the board that one time. That was the year Lange quit the league.
Yeah, and that was just you being an outstanding citizen.
No, I made sure he bought me something before that, so I knew I could get my monies back out of him. I wasn't letting Lange get off scot-free. He ended up paying for that board without knowing it.
Still no news from Lange. I haven't heard from him from the potty.
No, he has. I've heard from him, but not about potty training. Just
No,
chit-chat.
yeah, I need a
I'm in a
change.
call. Out of here.
He's going through so many pull-ups.
Yeah, he is. All right, let's get into the next matchup. Well, maybe we'll get Ron's picks later on. Let's do yours. The Lima Beans versus the Mile High Mowers. I'm looking at it. Yeah, McHugh's team, I loved it going into the year, but it just has not got it done. I mean, last week, McHugh put up 0.8 from his receivers. I think Fusco texted me. He's like, I think that's got to be the lowest receiver total ever. And yeah, I think that is 0.8 combined from three guys. And he still almost beat Pat. But looking at it, yeah, you're.
McCaffrey.
I think I like Dave's receivers better than yours this week somehow after coming off a point eight.
Yeah, no, I mean, I got Sutton on bye and London injured.
And then looking at running backs, I don't know. I think they're pretty similar. Chase Brown's got a tough matchup against New England, but McCaffrey's been awesome. He's going to be good against Carolina. It's an old homecoming team. He always turns it on when he plays against them. He's got an advantage at tight end. I mean, you got Allen, so I mean, you're going to need a lot of points from Allen to contend. I don't think you have enough. I think I'm going to take the Mowers this week. Another upset. I'm going to go with the Mowers.
Yeah, I'm gonna take myself. I got Mac Hollins on the bench. If Booty doesn't play, I'm gonna pop him in there. And then, but I actually like Shaheed this week. They've been really trying to get him in going in the offense and coming off that dud from Sam Darnold. I can see them taking a couple deep shots at Shaheed against a shitty Tennessee defense. I like Odunze versus Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's Pat Stee has been pretty atrocious. Running backs have been very consistent this year. Javonte Williams doesn't have a great matchup, but the Jets suck, so I could see Henry getting a lot of play again. And I'm kind of hoping last week was a sign that Josh Allen's just like, okay, if we're gonna make the playoffs, I gotta do this all myself, and he's just gonna start going off the rest of the year. But Dave's team, I don't like Trevor Lawrence. I feel like he's hit or miss. Like he could put up 10 points or less. Pearsall, I know he didn't have a great week, but he's targeted a bunch, so I can see him picking it back up. And I like DeVonta Smith, like I said earlier. I think it's going to be a high-scoring matchup. He's got McCaffrey, McBride. I think it's going to be a close match. I'm just going to give myself the edge.
Okay. And we'll wait on Ron's final word. I guess we can't really call this sweeps week or not without Ron's pick, so we'll have to wait it out.
Yeah, we got no sweeps anyway. We're only all possibly one.
Oh, true. Yeah, I picked against you.
And if he doesn't listen to the cast before, he's just going to pick against you anyway, thinking we all did.
Very true. Right, let's get on to Ron's matchup. Ron's taking on Taylor Swift. He's got both those guys in this week, at least, Jonathan Taylor and Swift. Ron's got a big advantage at quarterback. I like his receivers a lot more than BT's too. Outside of Collins, BT's receivers are just a total crapshoot. I mean, Booty might not play. If he does, some weeks he's awesome, some weeks he stinks. Down similar. And running back, if Jacobs doesn't play, it gets a little dicey for Ron. But I think he's still got too much with Hurts and his receivers. Walker had a good game last week too. He's got a nice matchup against Tennessee for BT's Taylor Swift led team to contend with. So I'm gonna roll with Ron this week.
I do like Jalen Hurts this week. His receivers have been like McMillan looked great last week. We'll see if that offense can keep it going. His receivers are definitely a lot better. I don't think Jacobs is going to play, but it wouldn't even be bad to put in the two running backs from Seattle for Ron. But I like Kittle, and Jonathan Taylor's been pretty much matchup proof. I think the Kansas City's defense isn't that fantastic, but in Kansas City, this is going to be a close one. I'm going to go with BT just for Commissioner's Cup purposes, but I think it's going to be very close.
BT actually picked up that win last week with Taylor on bye. So, I mean, no one probably saw that coming, seeing Taylor's been his whole team this year.
Yeah, Taylor's been unbelievable. Did he go at the end of the first round?
I think BT must have taken him in the first round, then took Collins or vice
Yeah. I
versa.
feel like that always happens. Something like you get a first, like one of the first five picks, and it's like, fuck it, I feel like someone at the end of the first is going to be who I should take here, but that's not what everyone's saying.
I know, yeah. Especially when you get like the one pick, it's like, dude, you want to kind of just go out of reach, but it's like,
Yeah, it's a
stuff.
pain in the ass.
Yeah, I next year I'm hoping I can draft later in the draft. I've been up top too many years now. I need to get to the back half of the draft again.
I think so too. I've been in the top five a decent amount.
Think I've picked first overall the last 3 years.
First overall, I don't even think is good, especially if it doesn't hit.
I traded it to John this year, but yeah, I've had like the number one pick like three or 2 out of 3 years. I traded into it with Tom. The next year I had it. And then this year I trade. Yeah, I've had the one, whatever I've done in the one slot has not been good in the last 3 years. I went with Jefferson, got hurt for most of the year. McCaffrey didn't play at all last year. And then this year I traded it and got nothing back, basically. So it's been a tough go of it in the one spot for me.
Yeah, we need to have the one spot.
Yeah, we do. All right. With that, let's move on to this week's edition of Czar's Den.
Thank you.
All right, and welcome to this week's edition of Czar's Den, probably our most sought after den of the year. We got Steve Murray this week. Muzz, the new league buzzsaw, GIF champion this year. They've been great. I don't know what you how you've been making them, but don't even tell us. We don't even want to get a peek at how the sausage is being made. We want to enjoy them. But how you doing, Steve?
I'm physically not so great, but mentally I'm right in it. I'm
So,
good.
what happened to the Achilles?
So I was out in San Francisco for a work training. I started a new job, so we
New
had like
job. Ooh, that's
yep.
big in this.
Yep, new job, like 3 months in. We had our first like official sales training out there. So we go out there. It was Wednesday night. We had some team event where first and probably only time I'm ever gonna play this game, padel. Probably never heard of it.
Nope.
So it's like tennis. It's a tennis court enclosed by glass,
Okay.
and you use a paddle but a tennis ball, and it's kind of like tennis and squash.
Okay.
It was really fun up until I tore my Achilles. But we're playing for about an hour and we're playing doubles, and I went for a ball and I just pushed off my left foot and heard the pop. And I was like, what the fuck? I thought I like busted like the heel out of my shoe. And I looked down and then I saw it fold up into my calf. And I'm like, oh my God.
Was it like, does it hurt, or is it just like gruesome to look at?
When it happened, I was more like about to throw up because of how disgusting it was than like it wasn't a ton of pain. I just like immediately couldn't put any weight on it. I just like fell to the ground. Everyone's freaking out. They're like, holy shit, the guy I was playing doubles with was like, dude, I saw the whole thing. You just tore your Achilles. I'm like, I know, I saw it too. And then they brought me a couple beers and I just like fucking pounded them. And they took me to the hospital and I got like splinted up and then just left the training early. So it
That's like a great way to start at a new company. You're the guy who
yeah.
popped his
So I was
Achilles
gonna
on the
say, what are you
train.
already looking for a new job? Because like tearing your
Oh,
Achilles at
God.
orientation training is probably you're not never gonna live
Honestly,
that down.
no, I mean they just know I play for keeps now. So I leave it all in the field. So
That's
that's
true. Could actually
that
benefit
was
you long term.
exactly.
Exactly. my grandfather's dying advice to me. He like when he's like still with it, he like told me, he's like, don't ever play in a staff student game ever. He's like, my first year teaching, I played in the staff student basketball game and I tore my Achilles in front of the whole school.
Oh, yeah, you just got you have way more to lose in that situation than you do to gain. A
It was
staff
like
student
mild.
entering.
Yeah, it's like mildly fun, but like I could do without not being able to walk for like 2 months. So it
That's tough.
next time I'm
That's
just
a
gonna
long
vote.
ass time.
What's
It's
gonna happen? Is John gonna wheel you into the trade summit?
I gotta find a caretaker for the trade summit. I mean, I can't miss that.
What
So
company?
XAI.
Oh, we left Mongo. I gotta throw all my Mongo gear now.
Yeah. Throw out your Mongo gear, sell your Mongo stock.
No.
It's just since I
It's
left, it's
over.
all yeah.
I did notice that they did take a hit. I was wondering why. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
My
Like, directly
portfolio
tied
had
to my
dropped.
exit.
Right, so Steve, what about fantasy? How are we feeling about the team? It's been strong recently.
I mean, as horrible as my personal life is right now, fantasy is just quite the opposite. My first 3 weeks were absolutely brutal. And then honestly, once Rashee Rice got back on the field, I kind of have wide receivers now. Ladd McConkey doesn't stink anymore. He's good like every other game. So and then maybe like a diamond in the rough with Daniel Jones and Dart, and maybe we keep Brissett in there. But it I don't know. Like I think I'm still at like a coin flip chance to make the playoffs. Seems like me, Ron, Rick, BT, maybe a little less so Dave and Meatball, just because like I don't know if they can go positive right now, having 7 losses, but we're all kind of fighting for that sixth slot. I think the top five are going to make it. I would be shocked if one of them fell out. So, I don't know. I feel pretty good though. We'll take it day by day, but I'm finally above like scoring fucking 60 points a week, and it's
Well,
ridiculous. So,
I'm not. I'm still in that situation.
I know. I'm glad one of us can make it out of that. I was in the
Hey,
basement with you for a while, so
that's good. It's nice that it was you.
yeah. But I mean, like in my defense, I can't move, so all I have is fantasy football and work. So I'm probably maybe just a little more time than you. to dedicate to it. So
When
without
did how was the flight home with that Achilles? Was it like the most painful thing ever, or?
No, so the pain was only bad a few days after surgery. Like
Oh.
it was wild, but oh, and then last night I fell off my scooter. So
Oh.
I got a knee scooter, and my knee was on like the side of the pad, and I fell off, and just like natural reaction to catch myself with my bad foot, and I can't put any weight on it. And
Oh.
it was unbelievable. I was just lying on the floor in the hallway, and Lauren ran over. She's like, "Are you okay?" Like it was like pure
No,
chaos.
you
But
need that like life gear. I've fallen and I can't get up.
I know. I know. It was insane. So, but I mean, like the flight home, they were like, "Yo, you got to keep it elevated. So get like a first class ticket. Get one of the lie flats." I was just drinking cocktails the whole ride home. I drove myself home from the airport too. Like it wasn't terrible. It's just very fucking gross how like there's no control. Like I can't control my foot, so it's just like tangling.
Yeah.
It's
And you said
terrible.
you're like not allowed to walk on it for like 2 months.
Yeah, I think I'm in a splint right now, and then they give me the boot on December 2nd, so in a couple weeks. But then I still can't walk on it. They got to give me like a walking boot. It's some stupid long recovery time. But I think I'll be walking in like a month and a half because I'm kind of like a weekend now. So
So you're out as Santa then for the Christmas party.
I cannot be Santa. So we're tapping my brother-in-law to be Santa this year because he's like next in line for assuming the position. We don't need the pillow. We're the only two that don't need the pillow under the
I
top.
like
It's
that.
all
You got
God
you,
given.
it's a nice authentic Santa. I mean, a lot of Santas they're using the pillow and you can tell.
It's just not right. It's
No.
you gotta get, like as we said, like you just gotta keep the Christmas miracle alive. You don't want to know how it's done. So
Well, you could have
you got anything
my
else for Steve?
you could have my dad play Santa. He played it at my in-laws' family party last year, and despite my mother talking to him to not make any inappropriate jokes, he just kept going up to everybody saying, "We know you've been a bad boy," and was just telling inside jokes that like I would only tell him to shit on my in-laws' family. And he was like saying it to them, and I was like, "You fucking idiot, just shut up." And he was going up to everybody. It was such a senior thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, if he's available on Christmas Eve, we'd love to have him. We just have to. We'll make sure he's caffeinated. He fell asleep during the draft, so I don't want him falling asleep with the children on
It's
his lap.
cold, sir. We'll have
Christmas
to have a
brings the
coffee
best of
bar.
them. There's gonna be plenty of dessert around, so I don't know if we could keep him up. It'll be like a sugar crash before the kids get their pajamas. So.
Steve, Ron missed the morning portion of the cast. We got to do his locks and his picks. You want to stick around?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so Ron, we decided we're going to give you the option since last week was the 10-unit play. It bumped you almost to 500 for the year, but we could start counting you in units if you prefer
You know, units is probably the play. Go with the hot hand.
that.
High risk,
Right
high
now,
reward.
you're -2 units for the season after that
But
mega
you
play.
don't have to play like a 10-unit play. You can put multiple picks in if you like them. You can pick your units.
That was the greatest ending too. I think I called it. I was texting you and John, and I was like, "This game's gonna end in a pick six." I said, but it was a pick. I mean, they should have won the Giants. Like they had every chance.
Yeah, and your lock almost faulted, but it held in there.
Hey, 7.5, baby.
Is that not the most obvious outcome with Jameis at quarterback for the
I
Giants
know.
ending in a pick? Like
At least it wasn't the pick six, because I thought it was going to get house too.
I did like a interception parlay and obviously didn't hit, but he was like -250 to throw a pick.
Oh my God.
Of course. He has like a 50-50 touchdown pick ratio like all time for his
Yeah, it's just
career.
gonna
So
happen.
yeah.
Yeah, so lock this week.
Just one? We have one game?
Yeah, I'm going with another super unit play.
10-unit play again.
I was gonna go with Dallas, but teams that cover on Monday night don't cover
Yep.
again. Like, so I've bit myself in the ass on that too many times. Did the line move for New England because Chase is out? All
Eight, I saw.
right, so I'll give it 8. I'm gonna go with super unit on New England. I think that their Cincinnati's run defense
Ten.
is
Ron's getting real risky with
horrible.
another
Ron, you're doing
10-unit play.
Costco units. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ten
I'm
units
betting
on New
Costco
England.
hot dogs.
And we're taking them at -8.
Yeah, and I don't have access to a sports book right now because I'm at school, but I would be willing to also put another unit on Henderson, two touchdowns. But I don't
Single
have
unit.
access to that.
Single unit.
Yeah, single
One
unit.
unit on Henderson. So you're putting props in the locks as well now.
Cincinnati has the worst run defense in the league. So
Yeah,
yes,
I
I would
don't
put
have
something
odds
on
though,
Henderson.
so we're just going by units.
Yeah, we'll go by
Yeah, but we got to look up that Henderson odds because that could be like a 10-to-1 type thing for Ron.
it
Dude, how
could.
much fucking time do you think I have for all this?
Can anyone not on public schools Wi-Fi look that up right now?
What is it? I got a little time on my hands.
And what's Henderson? Two
As
touchdowns.
long as you don't have time on those legs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just don't walk to the prop. There you go.
Henderson, two TDs. Ron wants a unit on it. Ron could get real back after these weeks.
All right. So Google's telling me plus 275.
For two?
Two.
Yeah.
Oh,
That's with
God.
Stevenson not playing, though. We'll have to check. That's with Stevenson playing, I think.
No, he gets him in now, though. Whatever he puts, he gets it now. All
Yeah.
right, so plus
Stevenson's going to play. It doesn't
275.
matter. Henderson's a guy. They're not going to go away from him.
So that would be you would win 2.75 units.
Yep.
Yeah, put one
Okay.
unit on that and put a super unit on New England.
And 10 units on New
Super
England.
unit is 10 units on New England
Yep.
minus eight.
We got to get a Costco sponsorship for the super unit bets. I'm going to
Paper
make some
out and
calls.
toilet paper.
I'm going to make some calls.
We
I'm
could
so
probably get
jealous.
BJ's. They're regional.
They had a formula sale this summer, so I bought like went through twice, got 16 things of Costco formula. My fucking son has to do like the gentle formula. It's just sitting in my
Oh, I
basement.
mean that's like the risk you get at buying that much of it and then not being able to use it.
You can return it
Anything for
though.
like your kid at Costco is like a mega risk.
Well, diapers are fine, but you can return
Wait.
the formula whenever.
Or you can
Oh.
wait for the next formula shortage and then sell it at a premium. So
Ah,
might be
yes.
expired though.
Yeah.
Can you freeze it?
No, it's the powder.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That expires?
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I looked and I was like, oh my God, 2027, which is
That's probably
literally
like a
a year.
McCormick spice. They don't expire. They just have to do that so you
Fine.
buy more. So it's just a kid.
Yeah. It's
It's
fine.
fine.
Ron, you got your picks for the actual matchups this week?
Yeah, I'm going to take myself. I'm going to take the Czar for a win
Oh,
over Rick.
sweep for the Czar.
Sweep.
Yes.
Sweep.
Take the Lima beans over the mowers. I'll take Buzz. I like him this week over Tom
Buzz
Toms.
sweep.
Sweep.
Take the Moops. Moops are hot.
Moop sweep. And I
Sweep.
just lost.
And we'll go with Serper. Riggin and Jiggett's had a bad week. Well, actually, you know what? He's got two out. I'm gonna take Riggin and Jiggett. His team's been firing.
Not a sweep.
Not a sweep.
I'm way ahead in the Commissioner's Cup now. 5 and 6 games up on you two.
Oof. Well,
Been a
actually,
good
I
year for the
caught Ron though.
Czar.
I
I was in a fucking hole for a while.
what is the sweeps record?
19 and 16. It's not great.
And
Men's
I
better.
almost feel like it's kiss of death when you call a sweep on someone.
Yeah. It's been better though. It's been hotter. The
Yeah, maybe
sweep,
the
this our sweeping might be the new league buzzsaw. It's been getting hot.
good. Yeah. I want to be on the
Yeah,
right side of that
we
sweep.
thought Ambrose was Muzz's kryptonite. I think Ambrose is Werke's kryptonite. Name change
Or
really killed him last week.
it well, it's just a lot of crazy for one guy to handle. So it could go either way. It's tough to control. So it the name change just did him in. It
Yeah, there we
zagged
go.
when Workman wanted him to zag.
I have a question why everyone's here. I meant to bring this up last week. What's up with these new mass license plates? Does anyone see them, these blue ones?
Special
Oh, I've
edition.
been seeing them, yeah.
What do you, so you have to, so that's not what all the license plates are going to look like in like 10 years, is it?
No, you know how like they usually have like those like Bruins ones, Patriots ones, all those.
Yeah.
You could just get that one.
What is this one
Broom?
for though? What is it special about it?
The 250th anniversary of like or whatever the state being
So
a
it's
state.
okay.
Rumor
It's
was that it's the new state license plate buzzsaw. So
probably
everywhere.
just new plates that we're all going to have to buy so they can take the money and
Dude,
stick
that's what I
that
was wondering. I've
elsewhere.
seen them everywhere. It's
No,
like
it's
the new
not.
real
Dude, they
ID.
sit in these meetings and like, how can we take more money from the taxpayers?
You know what Rhodes
Maura
did?
Healey
They're trying.
squandered all our taxpayer
Yeah.
dollars, so now she's
They're
gonna
trying to get a
sell us new
Rhodes
license
tax going.
plates. A
Well,
what
this will be
tax?
Ron trying to get this will be Ron's political corner right now.
Oh,
For
God.
those of you keeping up with bills in the State House right now, they are around the country. They're gas is taxed, like the gas you get is taxed. So with EV vehicles like taking over, they're trying to make it so that like you're taxed on the amount of miles you drive now, not just gas, which is eventually probably going to happen within 10 years. But here, they're also trying to raise it, and it's going to pass that you can raise your excise tax up to 5%. I think right now it's like 2, 2.5 or whatever. So that would be like a ridiculous amount of money on your
Gotta
car.
get cheap cars.
Yeah. And they're also going to look to repeal Proposition 2.5, which would mean your property taxes would be out of control. So basically, move to New Hampshire right now.
Dude, Mass is a fucking joke.
Yeah. Because
My
right now,
school's going on a field trip there tomorrow. Maybe I'll tag along and get my voice out there.
you can
He
only raise
heard.
your property tax
He
2.5%
heard.
every year.
I'll see if I'll play them the sequence. Ron's political corner.
That's it. Well, hey, play this back in 10 years. You know, like everything Ron said was right.
Ron's locks. Ron's political locks.
Yep.
Ron's political locks, Pierce. Take a note.
I might run for governor.
Property tax out of control in 10 years.
I'm gonna have to
Who's
go. I'm gonna have
the
to
lead
go.
historian?
I
Who's
have
the
to
lead
go through
historian?
my.
They're going to have to track this.
I
I
think
got to go
Crum
through my
was. Old notebooks. When we started this thing, it was just me keeping track of picks, and I have a little corner for the locks. And every week, it's just more and more fucking bullshit for Ron.
That's all true.
So we, Ron gets a little bit more every week in the every year in the podcast, and you get a little bit less every year.
Like I'm like getting our weekly picks like up in a corner just to make room for all of Ron's shit every week.
Someone needs to keep track of my nonsense.
Wait
That's
till they
such a
get that
classic
predictors
show.
market.
That's such a classic showbiz move. He's just slowly edging out Stat Guy.
Yeah, I'm just done. Like I'm just
The
keeping
Commissioner's
no
Cup is
complaints.
no
No right now.
longer going to exist anymore.
When
It's like,
Ron's contract renegotiation time is up, Pierce, it was nice
dude,
knowing
I
you.
need to do something, dude. I've turned to Ron's scribe. It's just whatever Ron's fucking spewing, I'm writing down for no reason.
You had a little renaissance with poems with Pierce, so
Then
and
I missed that. I missed that 1 week, and they cut me out.
no, he started sabotaging your poems.
Hey, are we putting Rick on this? Like, Muzz is coming up with the gifts. Rick hasn't been doing dick with all his AI and tech savvy. We need
Rick's been
something
quiet
funny.
lately.
Yeah, we need something good, Rick. Give us something.
You
It's
can
probably going to
only
be
like
my
suck up to
expense.
the czar so much, but we need more out of him besides just
Need something.
being a
Need
czaraholic.
you to show up, Rick.
His ass.
All right, you guys got anything else for me? I gotta run. Like, you
Yeah.
guys can stay on, chit
No,
chat if you want.
I gotta go.
His
This
has to go. He's had enough. I gotta go.
is my second fucking Zoom call. It's a busy day.
This one might be longer than the original cast.
I know. I've been up
Good
since
Ben.
fucking 6:30, just getting ready for this cast to get out, getting the product out.
Ben plus locks. So
Den plus locks plus Ron's picks.
true.
And Ron's political picks.
Yeah, right. It's a
And
new segment. New segment.
right. So, Murray, thanks for stopping by the Den.
Always a
Ron's
pleasure.
political picks, Ron's league picks, Ron's locks, and Ron's political corner. First league member to ever get to do all four. Good job.
Good job, Ron. All right. Good luck,
Awesome.
fellas. See
All
you
right.
out there.
See you
See you
later.
out there. And welcome back from that edition of Czar's Den. Let's get right into his matchup this week. We'll talk. We'll do. We did his grades right after, right?
Yeah, we did.
We will go into the Cause Cavs versus the Magic Meatball. What do you like here, Stark?
Well, Meatball's missing one of his receivers, but I'm assuming he's just going to toss.
Someone
Well, he's only got one available, so it's going to be Matthew Golden.
in.
So he's rough there, but I think Muzz's team's on the up. I like Rashee Rice. Brissett's been surprisingly good, and I think they just have a weak schedule. Like Jacksonville's D isn't all that good. I kind of like Alec Pierce in that matchup with Kansas City. I feel like they're gonna have to take some chances. They're not just gonna be able to run the ball, but I like Gibbs for a bounce back week and the whole Lions offense, and I like Kyron Williams. Tampa Bay's defense isn't that great, and Tyler Warren back as well. I think they're really gonna have to throw the ball in Indy, but I like Saquon this week. Judkins, I feel like they're going to really rely on him if Shador is going to be throwing the ball as well. I don't know if he is, but And then he's got Cooper Kupp playing too. I just feel like bye weeks are killing Tom, and he's already got kind of a weak team. So I'm gonna go roll with Muzz.
Yeah, I'm gonna roll Muzz too. I was bummed I had to drop Alec Pierce last week because I had another receiver injury. I was really hoping to hang on to him. He's been coming on lately too. That's gonna be a good pickup. But yeah, Muzz's team's been hot. I think Muzz is a real contender this year to win the league. I don't see how what Tom's putting out this week can
Well, because
compete with
Rashee
him.
Rice, I feel like he's not every week, but since he's been back, like that's his go-to guy at the receiver. Worthy hasn't done anything.
No,
Worthy
Rice
has
is.
been worthless.
Yeah, and they just like run plays for Rice down like at the goal line too, because like they don't run the ball nearly as well. I watched a good amount of that Broncos game, and like Hunton's just fucking terrible.
Yeah,
God,
they
he's.
really just want like a goal line running back, and they can't even get them in the end zone half the time. It's just
Yeah.
it's Rice and Kelce in the red zone.
Yeah, that's literally exactly what it is. And they run all these weird gadget plays. Like they can't really line up over center and just have them pounded in like they used to be able to.
Pacheco used to be good at that. I don't know, like he's just, I think like it sucks because he always had I don't know, ferocity, if you will. But he's had that couple injuries in the last couple of years, and he's kind of slowed down.
Yeah.
It's too
All
bad.
right. Let's move on to the dad bowl here. We got Mike Myers versus the Moops, father versus son. I love this one. Good name change here by Workman. Good karma.
Yeah.
I know he doesn't have a quarterback in this week, but and he's got Chase on suspension. I guess it's nice to be able to put Jennings into the lineup, but San Francisco's getting pretty healthy, so I don't think Jennings is. I mean, he had that one real good week for him. He's kind of his third down play, but I kind of like Dukes this week. I like his receivers. I like Adams versus Tampa. I like T. Higgins with Chase out. He's going to get all the looks against New England, and their secondary is you can get after him. And Higgins is a solid receiver. I like Workman's got. Yeah, I think Workman's in for a tough go this week. I think Dukes has more talent going this week. I'm gonna roll with Dukes. I like the Moops this week to get it done for the upset.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it much of an upset. I know it's based on the scores.
Well, standings
Work,
wise, it's a big
yes,
upset.
yeah, it's a definitely an upset. But yeah,
And
Work is
Irving
killing
could be
it.
back too this week.
Yeah, I don't know who he's going to put in for a quarterback, but his running backs with Achane on bye, it's pretty atrocious. And I like Dukes' team. I mean, and I like Purdy being back from injury. I mean, I don't know who he's going to pick up, but, and I don't think Smith and Jigba and St. Brown are going to be able to carry him to a win. I think Deuce will get enough consistent scoring. I'm going to roll Deuce too.
All right, let's move on to the matchup of the week, which features Superb versus Rig It and Jig It. Superb and great, good all season. Pat, one of the hotter teams in the league. Who do you like?
Yeah, Pats doesn't have a quarterback in, but on his bench, he
Has none.
no quarterback either, so it's going to be a race for subpar quarterbacks. At least he's got a few defenses to choose from. But yeah, John's team's been great. I like Drake May at Cincinnati. I think it's going to be a high scoring game. Egbuka, I mean, he's facing a tough Rams pasty in LA, but Mayfield always finds a way to get the ball, get the passing yards. So I can see him having a good game. Pickens, I mean, I think I like everyone in that game. You don't know who's going to get it, but like I think it's just going to be a high scoring game. His running backs, I mean, Bijan's been great. I mean, he looks good. Like I can see him getting even more carry with Penix out and London out. I could see them just going with the two-headed monster from Algier. And Houston's got a good D though, but Cook's been pretty good. So Cook's getting kind of screwed over by Allen rushing the ball in, but Henderson, I feel like that's Stevenson lost his lead role. I feel like it's going to be a 1-2 punch with them too. He's shown enough, but Nakua's got a good matchup versus Tampa Bay, and so does Diggs. I'm going to go with Pat. I think he's going to find a quarterback. I just think Pat's team's on the up, and John's receivers aren't providing as much as they were at the beginning of the year. So I'm going to go with Pat.
Yeah, this one's super close. Like you look at the rosters. I know Pat doesn't have a QB in now, but I mean, I yeah,
Or a
they,
defense.
yeah, or defense. John doesn't have a kicker either, but I mean, I think both of them are like there's not many holes there. Like you look at most lineups and you can be like, oh, I don't like this guy at this position. I mean, there's no one who I dislike at really any spot this week. I mean, they're all in pretty good green light matchups. I like Jameson Williams too for Prococo, with what's his name, Laporta out, and he's been kind of coming on too. I mean, it's. I'm gonna have to roll with Prococo. I mean, the Bowers tight end thing might be the advantage for Pat, but I think May at QB at Cincinnati is gonna be enough to put John into the win column this week. And I don't think there's enough on the waiver wire for Pat to find somebody who can keep up with May. And I think it's pretty close across the board outside of tight end everywhere else. So I'm gonna roll with Surpre this week. Very close matchup, though. I could see this as a potential finals preview.
Yeah, just very well could be. Not good news for me.
I would be surprised if these two don't see each other again in the playoffs at some point. Could be
Oh yeah,
first one.
this is definitely two playoff teams for sure. I'm just trying to get that bye week.
Yeah, and you could get it.
Can do it.
Matt, we don't have Aaron's lock this week. Hopefully, comes back with it later on when we record the den.
Yeah, we'll send it to the chat and I'll have it in the notes.
But hopefully, he texts us before the den. Oh yeah, because I guess we haven't recorded the den. That's why we didn't do our den grades. We're recording the den later on in the day. This isn't a morning cast for all those wondering.
Yeah, I hope all the cast listeners know, like this is a complete production. We do morning content and then we have an afternoon den. We're working all day for you guys on Wednesdays.
And then producer Ron is grinding it out to get this thing out to you guys to listen to.
Yeah, and producer Ron's got his own stuff that we commend him for, that he puts it together. He puts this product together for everyone. So thank you, Ron.
And then Muzz has to fire up the GIF machine or the GIF machine, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah,
And
Ron, yeah. Know who's been slacking? Rick. He gives us that good den, and then he hasn't done shit.
did the good Dan, did the newsletter, and then he's been quiet. Yeah, Rick's
Yeah,
been.
Rick, you're on notice. We need
Rick
some
was like,
content.
Rick was one of the three bulls. Now he's one of the three boobs.
Also, next week is Thanksgiving week. When are we doing the cast? John must be getting excited.
Oh, very true. We got to get one going.
Winterizing the Cape Cod sailboat and getting ready for Thanksgiving Eve.
Wait, say that again?
I said he's winterizing the Cape Cod sailboat and getting ready for Thanksgiving Eve.
Yeah, well, we know that he's going to be ready to go with that the Maserati out of the garage there.
Oh yeah, well, who was there last year? I thought Ron was there, and he's like, I wasn't fucking there. I don't know why I thought Ron was leaving his house.
No, Ron was.
Oh, was he there? You weren't there.
No, I think it was Ron,
I was there.
Mac, John, and I think the Crowley's family was there, but no Pat. I don't even think Tom was there. I think it was just the godfather and the godmother. But I
Yeah.
think they were there much later. I don't even think Ron saw them.
I just remember last year I was at work and the chat had me in tears all night.
It was a very good chat.
It was a great chat.
I think there was only two league members there. Maybe Tom. I don't know. He may
And
have been there.
there was like several comments that were getting like 6 to 8 likes, and it was just became a competition. I think mixing the Narcan one.
Yeah, that was, I think, after John had been like asleep for like 2 days straight, and we were worried that he was possibly dead, or and I think you alluded to the fact that maybe he's on drugs because he was sleeping so much.
It is one of the symptoms.
Yeah, overtired. Well, John must have been on drugs since he was about 10, because that man has been sleeping till about at least 2 o'clock on the weekend since for a long time.
Oh, he seemed pretty lively in that den.
Yeah, the Denny was happy. He beat November.
He did.
We'll see how he does.
John's the king of November.
He's just got to get to Thanksgiving Eve. Once he does that, he's in good shape. But then he's got all
Yep.
that tree boom coming at Mahoney's.
So we only have 3 weeks left of the season, and we got three guys, the 7, 8, and 9 guys of 5 and 6. I think the 4 and 7 guys might be done too.
Wait, this week is three weeks left this week?
Yeah.
Oh, so the people we're playing this week, we've already played once.
Yeah, it's got to be.
I already
Yeah.
played
Yeah,
Rick. Yeah,
week
Rick.
four,
Yeah, I
week
did. I
14,
played Rick.
14, week 13. Yeah, so 12, 13, 14 are regular season weeks.
Fuck, did I guess that building a team for week 15 so I don't have to lose the consolation bracket? That's what I'm going to start doing. I'm going to start gearing up my team because I have nothing to play for now. I'm just going to gear up a team ready to go for week 15.
You could win 7th place.
I could get 7th place still. I think
Yeah.
that's
Actually,
possible.
can you? I think the dead last person doesn't even have an option. You're just in the toilet bowl.
No, I think I can get up there. Like, I'm in the consolation bracket. I can play my way all the way up to that 7th place game by not losing.
Yeah, I thought it was the other way around. I thought like 10 and 11 played each other and you played the loser the next week.
No, that's not how it goes. Like, you
All
can
right.
go all the way up.
Good. I think that's how it should be. Make a little second half of the season push.
Yeah, that'd be nice. It'd be nice to get to the 7th place game. My goal is to play every week this year. Not to have any weeks off. That means I didn't get into the toilet bowl. That's my new goal. Play every week.
You show up every week. You set a lineup.
Yeah, it's not a good one, but I set one.
What's up with the trade summit? I haven't heard from John. John's been scarce in the chat as well.
They're grinding his balls off over at Mahoney's, dude. He never stops.
Well, I mean, if the chat was hot at like 11 p.m., I feel like John would be hot.
He tried to get it going, I think, at that Monday night. He was the only one still awake rooting for that tie.
Yeah,
No one said anything back to him.
John's a night owl.
John is a night owl. The rest of the league is in bed by
The
10.
chat's always hot at the evening commute and when you're just getting home. When you're
That's
just
when.
settling in from work.
Oh, you missed the chat FaceTime call.
Did you guys answer it?
Who put it off?
I don't know. I didn't answer it. I didn't even know what they were talking about at first.
It was on in my pocket, so I wonder if I did it.
I heard like did
I
people
heard like
jump on?
voices. Yeah, there was a bunch of people talking, and I heard, and I was like, "What the hell's that noise?" And I like pulled my phone out, and it was the league. I was like, "League."
Fun to reminisce. When I was still on Hansco, I just remember leaving for the day and we'd all just do a conference call. That always killed the ride. It was nice.
That was nice. Yeah, we should make a mandatory league conference call once a week. In addition to the cast, we do a league conference call.
I think we definitely need a. We should do a conference call next week, and we'll just do our picks. No cast.
Oh, yeah,
Conference call.
we do need to do a live cast like we did last year. I think
We
we'll
could
save
do.
that to the end, though.
Yeah, we can do a conference call cast, and I'll just make sure I'm annotating all our picks.
Because we got Tom's Den the last week of the season where he's going to go over the playoff scenarios as well.
Tom loves going over the scenarios. He won't be in it, so
He's
here's
a
time.
scenarios guy. Yeah, Tom's probably out of the playoffs at this point.
Yeah, I think the 4-7 teams are out, so that means Dave's out too. Unless he goes on a run and someone die like goes on a bad. Because the Moops, that loss for the Moops really killed him because I think that would have secured him in the playoffs, getting to 7 wins this early.
Yeah, the standings are jumbled right now.
Yeah. Well, Murray's on the outside looking in, but he's got the fifth most points for.
Yeah, he's got all them trumped in points.
Yeah.
But he needs to pick up a game.
Yeah, I actually lucked out. I got the third most points for, but I don't have a lot of points against, so I've been blessed with matchups.
You've already clinched the playoffs.
I know Werke's got the most points against though. So Werke's teams they face some adversity. They're putting points up, but they're having tough matchups as well.
Oh, I almost caught him in points against. I'm 1 point behind him in points
Yeah.
against. So not only do I have by far the least points scored, but I'm almost at the most points again. Oh, no. The Meatball has 1,100 against him. And the Cost Cavs have 1,100 against him.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cost Cavs and the Meatball. All right.
Yeah, so Cost Cavs have the most, then the Meatball, then Puke, then me.
Yeah, I thought you were right up there. I was gonna say it's just a bad season.
Oh, it still is bad. Fourth most points against, when the worst team in the league. It's really a tough spot to be.
Yeah, it's not great.
That's why you're 1-8, 1-10 rather. 1-8 was nice. I miss being 1-8.
Yeah, a couple weeks. Let's rewind a couple weeks.
I mean, I think I was out of the playoffs once I went to 1-5. I think I had almost given up.
Yeah, so hopefully we can get a hold of Ron and get those locks to you.
Yeah, then I'll meet up with you
Actually, I
for dinner.
mean, if last week's any indication, it will just be a lock.
A lock. Hopefully, Ron is grinding away right now. He's into the computer, doing something, trying to figure out who the next big unit play is going to be. It doesn't have to be a 10-unit play either. It could be any kind of limit. We'll see
Yeah.
what he goes with.
I think we're transitioning to units.
Yeah, we got to get off of four picks every week. We can do unit
Actually, we can do
plays.
that right now. If each game counts as a unit, it could be. He could be -200 for the year, and we'll go from there. He'll tell us how much cash he wants to put on the game.
Well, he's minus 2 units.
Yeah, -2 units, and we'll
Okay,
see if
so.
he wants. We'll see if he wants to proceed that way. I got it written down.
Well, I got a feeling he's going to want to proceed that way, seeing his record is about 1 million games under 500 if we didn't do it that way.
Yeah, well, with that, the mega hit really brought him back to life.
Yeah, those Brazilians, they need something to root for. And I bet you that's probably a big, big boost to their culture. They all picked the Giants last week.
Yeah,
They probably.
you just see a OnlyFans Brazil OnlyFans influencer is like, Ronnie Locks, Ronnie Locks. Just made his bankroll on Ron's Locks.
Yeah, it's possible. I like that. All right. I guess with that, we will talk to you guys next week. Good luck at the Trade Summit. Don't forget, the 22nd. I'm assuming there is no Trade Summit, but maybe John can negotiate a conference call at least for
Yeah, well, when John wakes up around 2 p.m., we'll ask him.
right,
Night.
League. Yeah. Good afternoon, League. Good day, League. Good morning, League. All right. See ya.
Yeah.
Shine.